freedom of speech.
Our dangers and our opportunities.
This is our challenge, and this is our time.
It really is a revolution.
We will transform into super intelligent beings, of course, and we will merge with technology.
Priest, a Swedish synth band with the goal of safely guiding humanity into the next evolutionary step, the merging with machines. We had the pleasure of sitting down with Puppet Master, the mainframe of the outfit. We discuss their history, influences, the album New Flesh, and the evolution of humans and machines.
Episode 2.
Right now you're speaking to Puppet Master, the main organizer of Priests, and also the entity that runs the nexus of the band, you can say.
So Puppet Master, I read that Priest is comprised of mercury, sulfur, and salt. How did Priest form?
Priest formed, the idea of Priest came up in Berlin around 2010-2011 as a clear vision for one of the members that lived down there. And he moved back to Sweden. He met up with a singer that he asked to join the band. So there were two of us back then. And then we realized we needed another guy that were more into the technical stuff. So then the third part, Sulfur, joined us back in 2015, late. And after that, we've been the three principals since then.
What are your musical influences?
It's stretching from 80s pop to like Erasure, Pet Shop Boys, but also heavier stuff, industrial stuff like Frontline Assembly, Skinny Puppy. And also goes back to Kraftwerk, of course, and also early melodical stuff, Giorgio Moroder, his 70s stuff, and stretching to through the 90s, Prodigy, Orbital, Chemical Brothers, up to contemporary music. But the album we recorded and released 1 year ago was a homage to the music we grew up with. So it mostly have influences from the 80s and early 90s.
New Flesh is an amazing album. We love it.
Thank you.
You know, one review that I read called it 80s chick flick soundtrack and a black leather sex dream.
Ah,
how would
perfect.
How would you describe New Flesh yourself?
I love that description. I would just describe it, you know, the car in Back to the Future, the DeLorean, what is it, D12 or something, the DeLorean car anyways. New Flesh is the car going back from 2019 back to 1982 perhaps, and try to rediscover how the future would sound like back then. So that's what we try to do. We try to travel back in time and wrap our heads around how would we think the future would sound like if we were back in 1982. And we tried to do it, but an 80s chick flick movie dressed in leather suits, I love that description as well. So it's a mix of those two, maybe.
There definitely is a feeling of technology combined with humans on the album.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on technology and sort of the evolution of humans?
We believe it's the salvation of humanity and what's left. We will transform into super intelligent beings, of course, and we will merge with technology. And in the future, we will be entities that are merge. Or in somewhere in the future, in the future evolution of it, maybe we will go all artificial and we'll leave all the biological traces behind as an ancient thought to proceed out to enlighten the universe.
You incorporate dark imagery, dark visual imagery in your videos, the black masks, you know, the black plague masks, or how would you describe, what was the inspiration behind the look and feel of your the masks and look?
We searched the internet for good masks. So we had a lot of suggestions before, like we digged into computer games, like how many masks can you find in like Street Fighter 2 or something. So we just tried to get a good image, not copying too much other bands. Now with the spikes, you can refer to another big metal band, of course. But I came into this bondage site and then I saw something that looked like almost like the Mercury's mask. and like the GIMP masks and stuff. And then I thought, well, this is spot on. And I'm a big fan of David Lynch Eraserhead as well, with the tight suits looking proper, but the heads are looking very scary, like demon heads, but in a proper suit. So it's a mix between Eraserhead and other masked bands. And if you're into Northern mythology, you can see some similarities with Odin and the two ravens.
There's a lot of emotion in priest music. What emotions inspire you the most? Love, hate, fear, confusion? What are you feeling when you are writing and performing?
And revenge, of course. No, real human emotions is, of course, the core of the songs. We have this foundation of the songs in your flesh, relying on the topics that a human being goes through. Most human beings go through loss and the feelings of revenge, feelings of hate, feelings of sorrow. So we try to connect with humans in the listeners in that way. To get a good connection, when you hear a song, I think you should feel that it talks to you in some way. Then you can put your own experiences into the song and get your own interpretation of it in a very easy way, in a direct way. So that's how we try to work with the lyrics. And we will continue to do so, but it will be more technological, technobabble, so to speak, in the future, when we will explore the topics that we actually want to about the future and the merging with machines. But that's first, if we want to make a connection, and then we can take the prophecy a little further.
Now on the song, I want to talk about a couple of songs on the album, on New Flesh, Populist. Just give you what you want, never ever what you need. Just give you what you want, and you make me sexy. Hey! In these times, obviously, there's a lot of, it's very interesting political times, the climate.
Yeah.
In your country, yeah, and our country.
To say the least. Yeah.
What were the with Populist? Are there political motives and meaning behind that song?
It talks as if you were a manipulator of people. What is a populist? A populist is a guy or a girl for us that uses the what the people want, as described in the song very very clearly, to gain power. So you say to people what you think they want to hear, and then they vote for you maybe, and then you get into power, not because of the politics, maybe it's only because of you say what they want to hear, smooth talking, and well, then you get to the power, then you can do what you like, and that's often hidden to the masses, exactly what decisions you take then. And it's just a song to flip the coin and not be the angry underdog hating the system power. It's the now you're standing on it, and you've gained your power through, and it just says how he does it very easily. So it was just a fun take on how a populist might think, but not say, of course.
One of my favorite songs on the album, Call My Name. What was the inspiration? How did you write that song?
It was actually written by one of the members, moi, at the breakfast table. I just picked up the guitar and recorded it on a Tascam recorder, which I do. And then a couple of weeks later, I listened through it and, okay, this is a really good chorus. And then I just programmed it in the computer. And then we wanted dystopian Blade Runner-ish vibe to it, like William Gibson vibe, like cyberpunk vibe to it. I thought it was important in the end of the album to go where we want to go in the future also. So Call My Name and Reloader is more like the futuristic songs that you will be hearing more of in the future. So it was a nice exploration of that universe that you're going to see and hear more of in the future.
Now, I know that a second collaborative track with Ergol, I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly, Voila.
Yeah, yeah.
was just released. It's amazing. How has that collaboration been with Ergol?
It was very, very nice. He's such a talent, extremely great musician. So it's having him in the studio is it was just a pleasure, only a pleasure to see him in action. We did just. He does a really super whacked solo on the other release, Unificatio, that is totally crazy. But on this single, we wanted to do it more like, okay, you can play this maybe at clubs or this more easy approach to the song. But we went through the different synthesizers and he just turned the knobs around and just finding the sounds, and then we just let him play. So, but it was the thought of the melody, which I wrote. I wrote the song for Ergol, just for him to have a counterpart to the first song, to get two different approaches. So when he releases the next track, nobody knows exactly where he's going. But it's also Valhalla is also from Northern mythology. It's the place where the warriors go when they're dead. It's the great great house. So we flirted with Northern mythology once again there.
What are priests' musical influences as far as other bands? Are you listening to anything currently today that you like a lot?
Yeah, of course you can hear the old school stuff. We of course love Nitzer Ebb, all the body EBM bands. And but currently we're really into Radiohead, of course. You might be gonna hear some influences from them on the EP we're gonna release early next year. And we listen to a lot of different stuff. Schwefelgelb, which is a German techno EBM band, which is amazing. And there's a lot of different stuff, but we listen to contemporary new techno, EBM, and combine it with, we also love pop music, but maybe not new pop music too much, but we're going back to the 90s and re-listening to big hits from then and try to find a merge that we find interesting. So it's... But if you haven't heard Schwefelgelb, check them out.
Will do. And what are your thoughts on just the overall Swedish music scene?
I have thoughts on it. It's we have this 80s generation growing up. We are grown up now, but also the 90s generation, which grew up with MTV. We got MTV in the 80s, but most of us got MTV 1987. When we got the cable TV network working here in Sweden. So, and we also had the government funded music school. So you could actually learn instruments for free when you grew up. So many of us did that and formed bands very early, which when we were actually had education in music also. So combined with MTV and the government-funded music school, I think we got some really interesting musicians that we see today. And that's why we have so many of them, because many people were into music very early and could make reality of the dreams that they maybe saw projected on the coming up from MTV and stuff like that. I think it's that's my take on it.
I know you have a tour in 2019.
Yep.
Are you excited for that?
Very, very. We're really stoked at coming out in Europe for real and do a real tour, because we mostly did 1 or 2 days off, maybe festivals and stuff like that. So this is the first time we actually go on a nightliner and with Aesthetic Perfection and Amelia Arsenic to go to UK, first time in UK, and also doing a proper tour. So that's we're very excited about that. And we also have some shows coming up before that, like Etropolis Festival in Oberhausen, and we're soon gonna announce another Hungary gig and a gig in Greece also that we're gonna do before the tour. So we have some stuff coming up, and we'll see how the rest of the year will look like. We're doing the Wacken Gothic Treffen also in Germany and some other festivals. But we're excited about the future. We will see what happens. There will be more to come. But of course, coming to the US would be a dream coming true for us.
Now, besides the collaboration with Ergol, is Priest working on any new material at the moment?
We're in the studio, or actually, we finished recording now because we put down the last lyrics this weekend. So now, early next week, we're going to start the mixing process of the EP we're going to release, and it's going to be called Obey. So we're very excited about that. And we also, there's a music video in the recording directed by Claudio Marino, who is a Swedish director who worked with MCC, Ghost, and Watain, and doing a Behemoth documentary at the moment also. So we're going to have some really great video coming up also. Yeah, so that's where we are with the new material. But also, I've written most part of the next LP as well. So that's what I'm really stoked about. The EP is going to be superb, but next LP, whenever that can come out, that's going to be, that's something else.
That's very exciting. I can't wait to listen to it, to be honest. I know you mentioned David Lynch. I'm a huge David Lynch fan. And when I hear your music, I would love for you to actually record a soundtrack for a movie.
Yeah, great. Then we succeeded. I'm also a big fan of John Carpenter's soundtrack work, of course. Influenced by that, especially in a song called The Cross, the beginning there is somewhat a homage to John Carpenter. And of course, Exorcist, Tubular Bells. So. Stuff like that.
When you mentioned The Cross, what I find and I love about New Flesh is there's minor like vocal tweaks on song to song. There's obviously method behind that madness, especially with The Cross. It's really powerful.
Yeah, we tried to find the voice of a robot that would also connect to the humans, of course, like a mix in between, and with New Flesh, we tried different variations of vocoders, hardware vocoders combined with software, Melodyne, auto-tuning, to find some blend in there to use the art of those instruments, because it's mostly, they're designed to correct stuff that the singer weren't able to do in the studio, so you go after and correct stuff. But we want to use it as an instrument, as an effect, like Daft Punk or other artists also do. And of course, in rap music, we heard it a lot a couple of years ago. But we will take it a step further now, because there's some new software coming up that you can change the voice in other directions. So we will continue experiment with Mercury's voice to see how he can sound in how many different ways we can present him song wise. But it's always the core is his real voice, of course. But, we will try to find new effects. But in The Cross, we went all the way there, and we're very satisfied with the result.
That's a great track. Now, I know we need to wrap up soon. If there's one thing that you would want listeners to walk away with about Priest, what would that be?
We will stay around for a long time. So check us out and join us in our journey towards a great future and a hopeful future, a light future, not the destruction of mankind. We're standing for the light here, and join the prophecy.